All right, we're going to start here, seven lines down on Yud Chet Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Amar Rav. So again, this is a quote in the name of Rav. This is the third Amora to quote Rav and to give an interpretation or explanation of Rav's position. He has two pieces in front of him. One of chelev, fats that are surim, achat shel shuman, fats that are mutarim. V'achal achat mehem, and he ate one of them. V'enu yodeh, ez mehen, achal. He doesn't know which one he ate. Chayav. In that instance, he's chayav to bring an Hashem talui. Chaticha, if it's one piece, safek shel chelev, safek shel shuman, it's a safek whether that is chelev or shuman, that one piece. V'achla, and he eats it, patur. So it's the same member that we've seen before. We saw Rabbi Zeru bring the member of name of Rav, and we saw in the beginning the machlok between Rav Asi and Chir Bar Rav. So Chir Bar Rav obviously quoting the Shita of Rav. Now we've had two explanations so far about what the Shita of Rav is. We had the explanation of Rabbo, which was similar to that which we gave on behalf of Chir Bar Rav, which is that it comes out of the Pasuk. Vasachat mikom mitzvot Hashem. Mitzvot is written in plural, and that means one out of two. We had the position of Rabbi Zeiro, and Rabbi Zeiro said that the reason is because Yevshar Levarer. The only way to be able to Levarer the Isur is if we have two pieces. If you ate or consumed one of the pieces, the remaining piece allows me to determine what you have, what you consumed based on the evidence I have from the remaining piece. If there's only one piece there, then there's no more evidence. The evidence is all gone. And now we have Rav Nachman's approach to this, which is Amar Rav Nachman, my time at the Rav. Kasavar shtei chatichot ikva isura. When there are two pieces there, we for certain have isur. One of them is chelev, one of them for shuman. There is no safek here that there is isur. The only safek we have is whether you ate the isur. But there's definitely isur here. On the other hand, when you have chaticha achat, lo kava isura. When you have one piece, that's the safek. The safek is in the piece itself, whether it is isur or not isur. We're not certain that there's isur over here. So the difference is whether that we know for certain there's Isur here, or whether we don't know that there's Isur over here. So now, my Ika ben Ikva Isura, this I Efshar Devarer Isurei. What's the difference basically between Rav Nachman and Rabbi Zeira's explanation? Nachman's explanation that Ikva Isura, the I Efshar Devarer, which is Rabbi Zeira's position within Rav. When it says Ika ben Ayu, Kegon Shayulu Fanav Shtei Chatichot, Achat shel chelev, achat shel shuman. Two pieces in front of him. The scenario in which Rav says they're chayav. You have two pieces, one of chelev, one of shuman. Uva ovid kochavim v'chalat arishona. Non-Jew comes and eats the first one. Uva Yisrael v'chalat ashniya. And then a Jew comes along and eats the second piece. Verovo leka mitzvot. Be'idna da'achal Yisrael. Verovo, it doesn't count because when the Jew came to eat it, there's only one piece in front of him. So you don't have achat mikol mitzvot. One out of two. Because there's only one now. There were two, but now there's only one, and you're eating one out of one, and therefore you would not bring an Hashem Tului. L'Rabbi Zeira, Yevshar L'Vairar Yisurei. Now that you're consuming the second piece, all the evidence is gone. Dobi Kochavim ate the first piece of evidence, you're eating the second piece of evidence, then it's Yevshar L'Vairar. On the other hand, the Rav Nachman, Ikva Yisura. There was Yisur over here. There was definite Yisur that was over here. He ate one, you ate the other, but the Isur was Nikva originally, because we knew there was at least one piece of Chelev there. And therefore, according to Rav Nachman, you would bring an Hashem Talui in this scenario. So, Eidavei Rava, the Rav Nachman. So, Rava challenged Rav Nachman. That's interesting. Before, we had the Girsa, the Shita changes the Girsa to Rabba before. But if the Girsa was Rava, then they asked a series of questions from Rabbi Elazar on Rava, and now Rava's posing those same questions to Rav Nachman. On the other hand, if the girsa there, like the Shita says, is Rabba, then this is independent of that. So that Rabba challenges Rav Nachman. Rabba Lazar Omer, Koi Chayavin al Chelbo Asham Talui. One eats the fats of a koi, koi, which is an animal where it's a safek behema, safek chaya. The chelev of behema is asura. The chelev of chaya is muteret. And therefore you have a safek about the chelev that you're eating from the koi, whether you ate chelev that's asur, or chelev that is mutar. And you bring in Hashem Talui. Here's only one piece. There's only one safek here. You're bringing Hashem Talui. Where it says, Balazar lo bayi kibiyuta li sura. As the same way that we answered for Rabbo, and the same way we answered for Rabbi Zeira, that's Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar doesn't require kibiyuta li sura. He doesn't require the demand that Rav made in order to have you be chayav Hashem Talui. Rabbi Lazar is the exception to the rule. Eitave, we ask the same question again about Yibum. Savak ben Tet Rishon or ben Zayin Le'acharon, a woman who did not wait the requisite 3 months before she or the brother was miyabim her, then they have a baby. It's 7 months after the Yabam took her, 9 months after her husband, her first husband had passed away. Then the Yotzi, they have to get divorced. Vavad kasher, the baby is kasher. It's really a safek mamzer, but it's kasher. V'chayavim v'asham taloi. V'chayav v'asham taloi. And there again, there's only a single safek here. Safek is whether the baby is born to the first brother who passed away. And if that's the case, then the second brother who slept with her was sleeping was an eshedach, in violation of eshedach, because they had a child. If the child belongs to the second one, then the yibum was proper, and the child was born to the second one, and then there's no need for an asham taloi. Here the safek is in the case itself, in the single entity. And yet, we're saying bring an asham taloi. So again, we answer, Hamani, Rabbi Lazar, that is authored by Rabbi Lazar, who we saw just before by the koi, doesn't believe that you need kviyuta li surah. Eitave. So again, the question we bring from Nida, Nimsal shelo, if they found the dam on his aid, on his cloth, tmeim, then they are vadai tmeim v'chayavin b'korban, and they were required to bring a korban because there's no way that there could be dam on his aid. Elim Cain, they were boel because when she was a nida, there's no dam on his aver, and therefore, if he has dam on his aver when he cleans it off, it's clear that that dam came from the woman, and they were boel b'nida. Then the nitzam al shalah, if they find the stain on her aid, on her cloth, at yom, if it was immediately, tmeim, then they are classified as tmeim, v'chayivim b'korban, after making a korban, nitzam al shalah lachar zman, if they find it on her cloth after some time, tmeim is safek, then we have a safek whether it's tmeim, upturim mina korban, then they don't bring the korban, because then there could be a safek. We don't know then if she was pierced anida after they had bia, and that's why there is now dam al the aid, or was it because the we're boel b'nida? B'tani Allah, we said there, b'chayavin b'asham taloi. That the chayavin means an asham taloi. Again, a single safek over here, and we're saying that you're chayav and an asham taloi. Ishtik, he was silent. That's interesting, in the previous two cases, what do we answer? We said, Hamani, Rabbi Lazar hi. That's how we answered for Rabbah, that's how we answered for Rabbi Zeira. That this part, this Mishnah in Nida is also according to Rabbi Lazar, and that won't cause a problem. Over here, Rav Nachum was silent. Vatar nafok, after Rava left, after the questioner, meaning Rava left, Amar, my time alo amri le, da'amani Rabbi Meiri. Says, why didn't you say to him that that was authored by Rabbi Meir? Delo ba'i kviyuta li surah, that he does not require the requirement that Rav is demanding of kviyuta li surah. The Tanya, someone who shechs an Hashem Taloi outside of the Mikdash, which is Shchut Echutz, which is a Chiyuv Karet, Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Rabbi Meir says you're Chayav for Shchut Echutz. Chamim Putrim. Chamim say you're Patur. Rabbi Meir says you're Chayav, even though there's a possibility that you're not really Chayav, this Hashem Taloi over here. Whereas the Chamim are Pordim, Taloi Gva Yisura, the Shem Echulinu. Because there's no kviyata di surah, and since there's no kviyata di surah, there's a safek, really, whether you need this Hashem Taloi at all, and therefore, when you bring it b'chutz, we have a safek, whether it could have been used in the Mikdash. Only if it's good in the Mikdash, are you chayav b'chutz. If it's chulin, by the Mikdash, then it's not problem of shchutei chutz. No, this is a case where it was a single item, a single chaticha. So the argument is about, you're right, if we had two pieces, then you vadai need it to bring the Hashem Taloi, that wouldn't be the question. The question revolves around a case where I have a single piece, and lo ikvita, there is no kviyuta li sura. There's no kviyuta li sura, then what do we hold? If you hold chutz, yeah, so then you would do the Hashem Taloi b'chutz, then that's the question now. What do I think of a single piece when I have a safek? A single piece of a safek means there's no kviyuta li sura. Reb Meir says that's enough, and you're shochet b'chutz, you're chayav. If I'm saying unique view to the surah, without view to the surah, then the Hashem Taloi is a safek, inherently a safek, and if you bring it b'chutz, you're not going to be chayav. So where it says, v'amai, why did he do that? Lema, lay, Rabbi Rav Elazar he. Why doesn't he answer like we just answered for the other two cases that it's authored by Rabbi Elazar? Why are you going to Rabbi Meir all of a sudden? So, kamash v'lan, to Rabbi Meir, b'shita Rabbi Elazar koi. He's coming to teach us that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Elazar. We know what Rabbi Elazar holds. It's obvious that Rabbi Elazar holds that you don't require either according to Rabbah Mitzvot according to Rabbi Zeira, Efshar Leparer, or according to Rav Nachman, that Ikva Yisura, it's clear that Rav Elazar doesn't hold that. What Rav Nachman is adding for us here is that Rabbi Meir is also in the same Shito as Rav Elazar.
So Meir holds Yom Nid.
Right.
So it's a regular
Hashem Talui for you. It's a regular Hashem Talui, and since it's a regular Hashem Talui, you're going to be Chaya B'chutz. So now Rabbi Meir is B'kayi B'shitat Rav Elazar. And that's what he's teaching us, that we have two people with that same opinion. Rabbi Meir is like Rav Elazar. Right, now, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rav. Yeah, it's Amar of Nachman. So there's actually a huge machloket about what the girsa is. We have in our Gemara's printed Amar Rabba Baravua. If you look up in Rashi, Rashi had Amar Rava printed. And then you see the Haggah next to Rashi is Amar of Nachman. So you can take your pick about who said it. It's either Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rava, or Amar of Nachman, one of those three. Right, the girsa I think that most uses Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Chaticha Safek Shel Chelev Safek Shel Shuman. It was a safek whether it was Chelev Shuman a single Chaticha. Banu the Machloket or Belozer v'Chachamim. Reached the point of the Machloket or Belozer v'Chachamim. Or Belozer Meiria ki Achla Afilo Alo Achla Nami. Why do you need him to actually eat it, even if he didn't eat it? Tatnan Rav Elazar Omer Mitna Deva Dam Hashem Tului B'Chol Yom. Rav Elazar does not require you to be b'safek to bring an Hashem Talui. Rav Elazar believes you can bring an Hashem Talui whenever you feel like it. You can bring it to the Mikdash. It's one of the voluntary offerings that you're allowed to bring in the Mikdash. Just like an Olah, just like a Shlamim, you can bring an Hashem Talui. So why are you saying this is the machlok between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim? Rav Elazar doesn't even need a safek in order for you to bring a Hashem Talui. You can bring a Hashem Talui without a safek. So now you're saying this is why Rav Elazar says you bring an Hashem Talui? So I'm Ravashi, Rav Elazar Aliba de Baba Ben Buta. It's not Rabbi Lozar, like you just saw from the Mishnah later on in the Masechta, but rather Rabbi Lozar, as explained by Baba ben Buta, the Tanan. Ela omrim lo, or the hamtein, achikanes the beit safik. What he's speaking about is that he liked to bring an Hashem Talui, like Rabbi Lozar, every day. And then, motzei yom ha-kippurim, he also wanted to bring an Hashem Talui as a voluntary offering. And they said to him, please, just wait one day before you do that. He said, if they didn't stop me, I would have brought it. But because they stopped me, I didn't bring it. Why did they stop him? Because they said, you have to enter at least the Beit Safek. At least be the Safek Aveira. It's true that we don't need to know what the Safek Aveira is. It's true we don't need an absolute Safek sitting in front of us. We need to bring an Hashem Talui. You can bring it whatever you want. But at least be in a position where you could have sinned. Where you could have done something wrong in order to bring the Hashem Talui. Motzei Yom HaKippurim. What, you just got kapara. Why would you bring an Hashem? Yet the slate is wiped clean, and yet, you know, you want to bring an Hashem Talui? So they used to say to him, don't. So what you see from here is that Baba ben Buta, in explaining Rabbi Elazar, says you don't just bring an Hashem Talui ever. We need at least some what's called michush. We need some hint or some suspicion that you have an aveira. And that's why he's saying here that the machlokas is between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar over here, meaning Rabbi Elazar, according to Baba ben Buta, we need at least something to trigger the Hashem Talui. You don't just bring an Hashem Talui without any trigger. It's interesting here is that here, we're talking about the day after Yom HaKippurim, it says don't bring an Hashem Talui because, you know, maybe there's no aveira, you just had your slate wiped clean, yet we know that we daven a motzei Yom HaKippurim, and we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, motzei Yom HaKippurim, slach lano. And we ask for mechila already on Motzei Yom HaKippurim. Just, I guess, is a reflection of the quality of our tefillah in general, that we have to, between the time that we finished Yom Kippur and the time you got to the Shemoneh Esrei on Motzei Yom Kippur, that maybe even already you need slach lano. Tan Rabbanan, hayu lefanav shtei chatichot, achat shel shuman v'achat shel chelev. So you have two pieces in front of you. One is chelev, one shuman. Ba Yisrael b'chalat harishona, a Jew comes and eats the first. A non-Jew comes and eats the second one. Chayav. In that case, he's chayav. V'chein kelev, v'chein orev. We're not interested exactly who eats the second one. It just has to be someone who's not a bar mitzvah that eats the second one. Not a bar mitzvah in terms of age, but a person that's chayav in mitzvot that eats the second one. Because in that case, when the Yisrael came to eat it, there were two pieces in front of him. So for Rava, you have mitzvot. According to Rabbi Zeira, you had Efshar Levarer at the time that he ate it. And according to Rav Nachman, Ikvo Yisura. So you have all three of those items. According to all of them, you would be Chayav in that case. On the other hand, The Ovi Chachamim eats the first one. And then by Yisrael v'chalat ha'ashniya, and then Yisrael comes and eats the second one, patur. There you are, patur. V'rebi michayev. And Rebbe is Mechayev. Now we just saw before, that was the nafkamina between Rav Nachman and the other two shitot, between Rav Nachman and Rabba and Rabbi Zeira, about whether you're Chayav here. Achalat arishona b'shugeg. Eats the first one b'shugeg, v'shniya b'mezid, Chayav. Because the moment that he ate the first one b'shugeg, that's the time that it triggered the Hashem Talui. If the other hand, rishona b'mezid, if he eats the first one intentionally, and again, intentionally over here doesn't mean he has to know that it's chilev. He just has to know there's a safek here. We said this before. If he knows it's a safek shuman and chilev, and anyway he goes and eats it, then you don't bring an Hashem Tului. That's classified as mezid. It's only if you get the idea after the fact that you bring an Hashem Tului. If you know beforehand that there's a safek and you eat it, then you're not entitled to bring a Hashem Tului. So over here it's rishonah b'zid, shniyah b'shugeg, patur. Because the time that you came to the shugeg already, you don't have both of them in front of you anymore. Rebbe Mechayev, again, Rebbe's Mechayev. And obviously Rav Nachman will have to subscribe to Rebbe's position, because Rav Nachman thinks in all these cases, since there were two up front, then the second one you are chayav for. Achal shteyem b'mezid, patur miklum. Obviously if he eats both of them mezid, he is patur. Again, I don't know if he means mezid, means just that he knows there's the safek here. Then, shug shteyem b'shugeg, he eats both of them b'shugeg, shneyem chayavin. Now, here about the gears of whether shneyem chayavim or chayav shnayim, and sheni lo min adin. And the second one you really shouldn't have to bring. El shi matau poter amer patur, if you say that the second one doesn't have to bring it, kavata terishon bechatat, then you make the first one into a chatat. This is a problem in terms of adjudication. If I was to ask you in isolation about each case, I would tell you you have to bring an Hashem Tovoi for the first one, and the second one I'd say you're patur, because these are the cases where the first one's gone already, the second one you should be patur. The problem is that if I bring the two cases together, if I consolidate the cases, if I tell you you're patur on the second one, what does that imply about the first one? It implies that you definitely ate chilev in the first one. So if I'm patur from the second one, that means I need to bring a chatat for the first one. So I'm going to force you to bring an Hashem Talui for the second one, because otherwise I can't make you bring an Hashem Talui for the first one. The only way it can be a safek is if they're both sveikot. And so therefore, the sheni is lo min adin. El shimata patur kavatat rishonal chatat. Umanu. Who's the author of that position? E Rabbi. If it's Rabbi, minadinu, minadinu. According to Rabbi, that is minadin. I mean, Rabbi thinks in a case where the first one's gone, the second one brings a korban. So that's minadin. Irabonon.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them are minadin. V'irabonon, mishum delo nikva rishon bechatat, nemalei l'sheni, aitichulun lazara. So again, the Gemara here seems to indicate there were two people involved with it, and that's what it seems like from the Lashon of the Braita, although even though the Braita reads all the way along as it being one individual. So here the terminology is using two people, which is the Rabbanan say, just because the first one you think might look like he needs a chatat, you're going to say to the second one, even though he's not chayav and Hashem Tolloy, bring chulin into the Azara? Where do we ever do that? We don't say bring a korban, that's not necessary, because we want to make sure the first one knows that it's an Hashem Tolloy and not a chatat. So it can't be them. So Amar Ravashi, who is this? This is Rabbi Elazar. He. This is Rabbi Elazar. Damar mitan deva dam Hashem Tolui b'chol yom. So Hilkach, aminanle aiti Hashem Tolui v'atne. You, the second one, bring in Hashem Tolui and make a tenai on it. He achal rishon shuman who, right? Achal chelev l'avi kapara. So if the first one ate shuman, then what I ate was chelev, and therefore you have to bring a kapara. This Hashem Tolui will function as the kapara. Vilo, if not, l'havi nidava. It'll be a nidava, a voluntary offering. Now, who says you can bring a voluntary offering Hashem Tolui? That is Rabbi Elazar. That was for Ben Buta. Even that wasn't Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Elazar's opinion, you could bring it anyway, period. But over here, since this individual has some safek surrounding them, so bring the Hashem Talui.
Why would you need the
two possibilities, either this is part of the Takanat Chachamim, because that reflects on the first one. If we don't make him make the Tanai, could be that he's bringing him in the Dava. Or the other possibility is that we have to separate. There are two different times of Hashem Talui. There's an Hashem Talui brought ala safek, where you know there's Vyuta, the Isura, where there's a real Chiyuv Hashem Talui, and there you want to associate it with the safek of Eira. Or a case of nidava, and you have to differentiate between them, and that's what the Tanai is doing. Alright, Tan Rabbanan. Achal safek chilev, vinodolo. Safek chilev, vinodolo. He eats chavek chilev, and he finds out about that he did it. Then he eats another safek chilev, and again, he finds out about it. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani, I say, kashem shemevi chatat al kol achat v'achat, just like you bring a chatat on each one, kach mevi asham tolui al kol achat v'achat. So two, you bring asham tolui on each one of them. Now, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbi Elazar, v'Rabbi Shimon umrim, im mevi el asham tolui achad. He only brings one asham tolui to cover everything, shenemar, al shigigato asher shagag, afilo al shigigot arbe. Many shigigot can be covered by a single chatat, enu chayav el achat. He only has to bring one. Because shigigato, many shigigot, asher shagag, comes down to a singular, so for the many that he did, he only brings one shigigot, he brings one asham tolui. So now we have two conclusions from this. Amar Rabbi Zera, kan shana Rabbi yidiot safek mechalkot dechatot. Over here, Rabbi is saying that you don't need a full-fledged yidiyah in order to separate between chatot. Even if you have a yidiyat safek, that's enough to create a separation that each aveira that you do would end up with a different chatat. Rava disagrees and says this is the conclusion. Ein yidiot safek mechalkot dechatot. Yidiyat safek are not enough. Elohochik tani, this is what he means. Kashem shim haitalo yidiyah vadai mevi chatat. Just like for a chatat, a full-fledged yidiyah is sufficient to create a chatat al kol achat v'achat. Kach, im haitalo yidiyah tzafek mevi asham tolui al kol achat v'achat. Yidiyah tzafek is enough to separate between the ashamot tluyin. So that's the difference. Rabbi Zeira says that the yidiyah tzafek is powerful enough to create separate chatot. Whereas Rava says, no. It's chatat is by itself, asham tolui is by itself. Yidiyah vadai deals with chatat. Yidiyat safek deals with asham tolui. So that's the difference between their conclusion about what Rabbi's opinion is. Amar le Abaye. So Abaye now supports the position of Rabbi Zeira and says, v'at lo tizbra, di yidiyot safek mechalkot lechatot. Rabba, you don't hold of this, the fact that yidiyot safek are mechalkot. These al-gadatcha, yidiyat safek ain't mechalkot. If you really think that they don't work, lechatot, chatat achad mevi, amai mevi asham tolui al kol achad v'achad. If you think that it doesn't work for the chatot, then why would you bring a separate asham tolui for each one of them? Vatanyo, we saw this already, klalo shel davar. Here's the principle. Kol shechalukim b'chatot, chalukim v'ashamot. If it would be sufficient to divide between the chatot, it's sufficient to divide for the ashamot. But here you're saying that it's not sufficient to divide for chatot, so why is it sufficient to divide for the ashamot? Amr lei, rova barchan on the abaye. Ule didach damart yidiyot safek mechalkot d'chatot. Okay, you, according to your reasoning, that yidiyat safek really is mechaleket, then elo mi'ato. I'll give you a case, and you explain it to me. Chal kazayit chelev shnei yom ha-kippurim. He eats a kazayit worth of chelev before Yom Kippur, kazayit chelev achar yom ha-kippurim, and then he eats another kazayit chelev after Yom Kippurim. V'yom ha-kippurim bimkom asham talui koi. And we know, we'll see this later in the Masechta, that asham talui can be covered by Yom Kippur. Asham talui is just there to protect you in the interim, until you know for sure, and then you bring your chatat. So just like an Hashem Talui gives you that, affords you that protection, so too Yom Kippurim affords you that protection. So that means if you cross over Yom Kippur and you didn't bring your Hashem Talui, you don't have to bring it afterwards. So Achanami Demevi Shtei Chatot. There you're going to bring two chatot. Habela Chelem Echatach Linun. You did it in one forgetting. The Chelev you ate before Yom Kippur and the Chelev you ate after Yom Kippur, he had no Yediyah in between. He didn't remember in between. He ate them in one Helem. That should result in a single chatat. Yet, in between, you had enough of a yediyah to separate between your Hashemot Tluyin. Because you'll only bring the Hashem Tluyin on the second case, not on the first case. The first case was wiped out. Because Yom Kippur is enough of a yediyah in order to separate between them. And according to you, it says that a yediyah for an Hashem Tluyin is enough to be a yediyah for Chatat. There should be a yediyah over here. Uman leimalon di Yom Kippur mechaper out lo mityodale. Who says that Yom Kippur works when you don't know about it? You're suggesting Yom Kippur comes here, even though he remembers nothing in between, Yom Kippur comes in, steps in, and is poter from Hashem Talui, even without him knowing anything. Dilma v'hud amit yadale. Maybe we have a requirement that he actually knows something in between. And he knows something in between, that also changes the whole dynamic. Then it's not really Halem Achat. So when it's a, he knows about it, then there's no more Halem Achat, and you bring two, even according to you. On the other hand, and if you need yadiyah like that, then Yom Kippur won't work in place of the Hashem Talui. And so in my case, there is no diya here. You will have to bring only one Hashem Talui, because there was no yediyah bin time. So, Amar Lei, Rava, Hoda, V'lo Hoda, Tnan. We have a Mishnah in Shavuot that tells us explicitly that it doesn't matter. Yom Kippur is Mechaper, whether he knows about it or doesn't know about it, it clears the Hashem Talui. Iked Amri, there's another one shown here. Amar Lei, Rava, Barchanon, Le'abayi, Mai Ilu Achal, Kazayit, Chelev, Shacharit, V'yom HaKippurim. An exciting chelev in the morning of Yom Kippur, exciting chelev in Mincha, and then another exciting chelev at Mincha time on Yom Kippurim. Now, Eino Chanami, you could have just said he ate on Yom Kippur. It's the same thing. So it says the reason he didn't do that, because then you'd have to say Kotevet, Agasa, the shear is bigger. So they wanted to deal with the smaller shear, which is Kazayit, so they dealt with Machalot Asurot. But on the other hand, if you really wanted to deal with Yom Kippur, you would say that he ate a Kotevet in the morning, Kotevet in the afternoon, and he's in violation of Yom Kippur. Achanami de Mechayev Shtei Chatot, so there he should also be Chayev to Chatot. Who says the Yom Kippur is mechaper at every moment? Dilma kule yoma meorta. Who says the maybe the whole day waits until nightfall? The whole day waits until sunset on Yom Kippur. And sunset on Yom Kippur comes. It's mechaper on everything. But it's not like there's a continuous kapara that transpires over Yom Kippur. Amalei. So again, here, by the way, throughout this thing, there's a girsa issue. So Amalei, Rava, it's probably Rava bar Barchanan. And then Tardo, this extra word Tardo is added on over here. Tardo, as Rashi points out, either means lazy or a fool. So I'm not sure why it was associated with Rava Bar Barchana. Tosafot says Rava Bar Rav Chanan was a chaver of Abaye, that they were peers. But why they have this word Tardo and why that was necessarily his nickname or associated with his name, I think Rashi and Baba Kama deals with it. But it's not clear if the Girsa should have it, because until now we just had Rava Bar Chanan. Ashrei Baye Yado Safek Aveira B'Yom HaKippurim. Someone has a Safek Aveira Yom Kippur. Afilu Im Chashecha. Even happens a moment before nightfall, Patur. Shikol Hayom Mechaper. That a whole day is Mechaper. So you have an explicit statement that it is Mechaper throughout the day. So that remains, these remain questions on Abaye's position. Meiti Ravidi Bar Avin to Abaye. Achol B'Shato Bela Machat. He eats and drinks. In one forgetting. Enu Chayav Ela Chatat Achat. He's only Chayav one Chatat. It's no question that there's at least some time period in the day between the eating and drinking that he knew something, and it was mechaper the Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippur sits in place of Yom Kippur. And again it says, but you chayev only one chatat. If you say that a yediya, that's enough to be mechaper, is mechaleik for chataot as well. Chayev shtei chataot, it should be chayev too. Mityadale means that he knows in Yom Kippur in between, meaning that he ate and then he drank. There has to be at some point thing in between that he was in Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is mechaper automatically.
He doesn't know it's Yom Kippur. He doesn't know it's food.
Well, here it sounds like he ate and drank on Yom Kippur. That the problem was that he forgot it was Yom Kippur. And there has to be at least a point between the eating and drinking where he really doesn't even have to think about it. It just has to be Yom Kippur in between. Yom Kippur is automatically mechaper, like, even without Yediyah we saw before, for Nasham Taloi. So the fact that there is Yom Kippur between the eating and drinking automatically creates the Kapara, which is the equivalent of Yediyah for Hashem Taloi. Because it'll wipe out the Hashem Taloi in between. So just like it wipes out the Hashem Taloi, it should also create a Yediyah for Chataot. V'isagadat cho Yediyah tzufik mechalko lechataot, chayiv shtei chataot. So Amra, he says back to him, Ki Amar Rabbi Zeira la Rabbi. But I'm explaining according to Rabbi. Abaye is saying, Rabbi Zeira was explaining Rabbi's position. Harabonan he, and you're bringing me Breitot and Mishnayot and all these things that are the position of Rabbonan. It's a machloket between Rabbi and the Chachamim. And I'm explaining Rabbi Zeira, who's Rabbi Zeira was explaining Rabbi's position. So you can't bring me all these questions. The questions relate to another Shita, which is the Shita of Rabbonan, who argue on Rabbi and the Breitot that we brought before. We're only explaining Rabbi's position. V'ha'ami the sefer Rabbi he. The sefer of that, which you just quoted, is Rabbi Diktani. Shatat ziro morius. If he ate brine or some sort of fish ash, patur. Ha chometz. If it was vinegar, chayav. Umani. Who's the author of position that if you drink vinegar, that it is considered to be a proper drink? Rabbi. Titania chometz ein mishivet anefesh. Vinegar does not restore your feeling. I mean that you have to be ma'aneh on Yom Kippur. Is this meshivet enefesh? Does it take away inoy? So Rabbi says it takes away inoy. The Chachamim say it does not. Rabbi Omer, ani chometz meshivet enefesh. Nesefer Rabbi, if the Sefer is Rabbi, Reisha Nami Rabbi. So then maybe the Reisha is also Rabbi. So Amri Sefer Rabbi, Reisha Rabbanon. No, Rabbi is the author of the Sefer, and the Reisha is Rabbanon, and therefore this is not a question on me. I'm explaining Rabbi's position. You're bringing me a breito that's about the Rabbanon. If he ate today, and he ate tomorrow. You got a gnaw from something in Kodesh, and they got a gnaw again from tomorrow. Achal yom, he ate today, ne'aneh l'machar got hana tomorrow. Ne'aneh yom got hana today, and achal l'machar. Filu mikan v'atshalosh shanim. Even from now, 3 years out. Minayin shein mitztarfim zeim zeh. How do we know that they're mitztarif? We saw this in the Mishnah, that with regards to mi'ilah, there is no time frame. Mi'ilah, you can be mitztarif even over large periods of time. Tomlomar tim omal ribo. It's a riboy that you're always, mi'ilah can be mitztarif over long periods of time. V'amai. Hakipur alei Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur was in between these two violations. So if you're saying that Yom Kippur is enough of a yediyah, then how come you're mitztarif the two mi'ilot? So I'm right. Ki mechaper Yom Kippurim al isura. It's a very important thing. Yom Kippur can only take care of isurim. Al memono lo mechaper. It doesn't deal with monetary obligations. Mi'ilo is a monetary obligation. It's not just an isur. It's a monetary obligation to Ekdesh. And Yom Kippur doesn't take care of monetary obligations. Doesn't forgive you. You still have to pay the money. And since Mi'ilo is an issue of monetary obligation, therefore we mitztarif them afterwards, because Yom Kippur has no meaning in between. The other possibility is that Yom Kippur is only mechaper when you have a full shiur, when you're in full violation. Alpaga the shiur lo mechaper. On half a shiur, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Similar to what we saw before about en yediyah lechatzi shiur. There's no yediyah for chatzi shiur, so too. There's no Yom Kippur mechaper for chatzi shiur. V'chenamar Rish Lakish. Kan shana rabbi. Rish Lakish learns like the explanation of Rabbi Zera, that Rabbi learns here, Yediot Safek Mechalkot Dechatot. They are Mechalek. Rabbi Yochanan says, like Rava, Amar Ein Yediot Safek Mechalkot Dechatot. They're not able to be separating. Elohachik Tani. So now, let's understand what it says when Rabbi says it. Kshem She'im Haitalo Yediyah Vadai, Mevi Al Kol Achat Vachat. Since if he had a Yediyah Vadai, he would bring one on for every Chatat on each one of them. That's the way that Rav explained it. Rabbi Yochanan has explained it the same way now. I understand why Rabbi says the Asham is connected to the Chatat. Saying Chatat, Yediyat Vadai works. Therefore, Yediyat Safik works by Asham. According to Reish Lakish, it should be the other way around. Asham tells you that Yediyat Safik is enough for a Chatat. So the comparison should be just like by Asham talui, yediyat safek's enough, so too chatat is. It's backwards. Bibaylei kasha. That's a question. We leave that unresolved in terms of the position of Reish Lakish over here, as well as the position of Rabbi Zera before. Okay, we'll stop over here. Rabbi Chal Kosher v'sameach.